Some DJs like crashing cars and some like crashing planes. But Sean Klein is the DJ who likes crashing model trains. He's spinning wacky comedy tracks, stand-up skits, and funny songs. And when he plays your favorite, well, then you're gonna wanna sing along.
Cause it's the Anna Klein comedy train wreck. It's on the Global Voice every freaking Wednesday. Yeah, it's the Anna Klein comedy train wreck. Every Wednesday at 13 UTC.
Indeed, it's time for your favorite miniature railway calamity. It's Anna Klein comedy train wreck on the Global Voice Radio for All with your Klein host, Sean Klein. But we're gonna let the AI drive the train for another week, because I just can't get off of Udio. I think I'm addicted to it. I must make more music on Udio. So I've made a couple of tracks that I'm going to include here, and a bunch of other people, and there's going to be one track that was not made on Udio, but was made with AI that I discovered on the Dr. Demento official Facebook page. So prepare for some creepy stuff. But first, here's a bit of raunchy comedy. Yes, it can do stand-up comedy now, but it's a little bit shaky and robotic. This is by user For the Love of God on Udio and The Great Bathroom Escape, aka Trending Meltdown. And apparently somebody forgot to tell him that we don't call it Twitter anymore. X!
So have you ever had one of those days where your stomach decides to turn into a mix master? Yeah, that was me last Tuesday. I swear my intestines were playing Jenga. And it's always on the day when you've got the most important meeting at work, right? There I am sitting at my desk chugging Pepto like it's a pina colada on a Caribbean cruise. Now my boss, let's call him Bob. Bob loves meetings. Bob could have meetings about meetings. And this particular Tuesday, he's all pumped to synergizing our paradigms or whatever. Meanwhile, my only goal is to synergize my butt with a toilet seat as often as possible. Every 15 minutes, I'm up and out. After the third sprint, Bob starts getting suspicious. He asked me if I'm downloading illegal software or something. I tell him, no, Bob, I'm just uploading some brown files to the cloud. Does that smell suspicious, Bob? By the 10th visit, I'm running out of excuses. Bob corners me and goes, what's going on? Should I be concerned about your commitment here? I look Bob right in the eye and say, Bob, I'm dealing with a lot of data processing here, and my back end is experiencing severe traffic. Bob nods like he has some measure of understanding. He claps my shoulder, say no more. Take the time you need. But just when I think I'm out of the woods, bam, my phone vibrates. It's Bob. Turns out he's one of my three Twitter followers. And my latest tweet was, my ass is on fire. Bob is on to my ass. That's when it hits me, folks. If you're ever in need of a quick escape, let social media do the talking. Nothing makes a boss more nervous than explosive tweets about explosive situations. Remember, when your day goes down the toilet, make sure it trends on Twitter.
All the moments between you that's stirring your stomach. We narrow stash my roof and said safe so late. I show a how real little witty. We proud of soy, it's really out on Stella Little Beach. Did you call it cluster in the beach?
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and experience the wonder of Pookie Park. At Pookie Park, you'll enter a world of imagination and adventure like never before. And oh, what a magical place it is. Meet our friendly puppet pals. Our colossal howdy doody type puppets roam freely and are here to make your visit unforgettable. You can play with them, have a chat, and they'll even sit with you while you enjoy a tasty treat. But beware, when the park siren sounds, it's time to run for your lives. The chase is on. Excitement is at a whole new level when the puppets start chasing you. Stay on your toes, because if they catch you, you might just become one of them forever. Frozen in puppet glory, living an eternal life of strings and wooden whimsy. It's a transformation like no other. But don't let that frighten you. It's all in the spirit of fun. Just look at the joy on their faces as they run for dear life from these massive marionettes. You can hear the laughter and the screams of sheer terror. Oh, yes, they're big. They're a tad bit intimidating, but that's the magic of Pookie Park. Our customers can't help but return, no matter how frightened they may be. It's a unique experience that brings families closer together. Quite literally, we've had countless customers confess that they've never felt so attached. Join the puppet parade and become part of the spectacle that draws thousands of visitors from far and wide. But folks, be ready, because when that siren wails, it's time to move. Can you outrun the lively puppets and escape their magic? It's a one-of-a-kind adventure that'll have your heart racing, but don't let the fear deter you. The thrill of escape is what makes Pookie Park so memorable. Pookie Park isn't just about puppets. We've got thrilling rides, delicious snacks, and fun games for the kids, ensuring endless laughter and joy. And when you're thirsty, our top-notch soda jerks are ready to serve you the finest refreshments, perfect for quenching your thirst after a day of excitement. There's something for everyone. Embrace the adventure and face your fears. It could be a lifetime of strings attached, but who could resist such a captivating adventure? Gather your family and join us at Pookie Park, where the magic of imagination meets the thrill of escape. Make memories you'll cherish for a lifetime.
And it's time to embrace our robotic future again this week on Ina Kleina Comedy Trainwreck on the Global Voice Radio for All. If I remember right, he didn't actually write the lyrics or the skit for that one. I'm talking about the first one we heard from The Love of God, The Great Bathroom Escape. So pretty freaky stuff when the AI can write comedy like that. Then we heard JTAY9562's UDO creation, Shopping List for My Wife, a.k.a. Groove Essentials. And if I remember correctly, he also had the AI write the lyrics. Then we heard the one I was telling you about, Meme Dream Machine and Pookie Park, AI-generated 1950s TV commercial for a creepy puppet theme park. In the description, this is an AI-generated 1950s TV commercial for a family theme park called Pookie Park, where customers are chased by giant, somewhat terrifying puppets. Script, chat, GPT, images, Midjourney, voice, 11 labs, video, Pika Labs, runway. And interesting, the voice sounded like somebody trying a little too hard to make themselves sound like they were in a vintage recording, but the music does sound vintage, and it begins with something that sounds very much like a cylinder recording from like 1912 or something. So now it's time to get heavy. We're going to do a little head banging now, and a few of these are going to be mine. One of them is going to be a cover of one that you heard last week that somebody else did. But first, we're going to hear a screaming metal track about eating seafood. This is by Guitar EC and Alfredo Flesh, Savory Surrender. And there will be screaming vocals, so tender ears, watch out.
The tender flesh, creamy texture on my tongue. I shall devour all the things among. The flesh, a building craving, one I can't ignore. There isn't any saving, knowing what's in store. Without antipasta twists, garlic roasting.
Tiramisu and a go box, please.
Holy shit.
That was so fucking good.
Toad!
warning went unheeded. Now in hellish realms you dwell. No one will know you ever lived, nor smelled your disgusting smell. At its destination, cargo robots will unload. Not so much as recognition for its hidden putrid load. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Run over by the side of our truck like it was nothing but a toad. You don't get no more respect, now robots are in control. No human nose will smell you as you rot there dead and cold. As the truck flies down the road with another mindless load.
Little Steven grabbed the jar. Little Steven, he went far. Little Steven spread it wide. Little Steven, full of pride. Peanut butter on the bread. Smush, smush, spread, spread. Well, mother's watching with a smile.
Stephen's crafty,
got his style.
Hands are sticky,
but that's okay. Stephen's masterpiece on display. Peanut butter, that's what says. Stephen's sandwich, time to be fed.
Little Steven, with face lit up. Finally master of his cup. A smudge of joy on his cheek. This peanut butter quest, not for the meek.
It is work with utmost care. A swipe of spread, he takes his share.
And it's a it's an automated version of Ina Kleina Comedy Train Wreck here with you, Sean Klein, your Klein host. I literally could probably get Udio to do this, but nah, I'm not going to go that far. It's actually me talking to you right now on the Global Voice Radio for All, but everything you heard was done by the AIs, and we started with Alfredo Flesh Sabry Surrender by Udio user Guitar EC. Then we heard J.B. Good, and very quickly after I posted my pause and pedals and pause thing that I played for you last week that sounded a lot like Snoopy and the Red Baron kind of vibes, the dog riding a bike, he posted this killer cover, literally, Beast the Nightfall is what it called it. Then we move on to some stuff that I did Saturday. We were watching the news, and we heard something about Cybertrucks being recalled because they got bricked, and got me thinking about robots and roadkill and how the self-driving vehicles probably aren't going to care too much if the animal is cute or if it's going to stink up the place. Thus, I wrote, and this was my own lyrics, Undercarriage Carnage, and I put this up on YouTube, and well, it's got all of 26 views. I put it on the Dr. Demento Facebook group, but it got quickly eaten up by all the other posts about, hey, remember this song from 1962? And I remember listening to Dr. Demento, and I was in grade school back in Arizona, and it was awesome, and stuff like that. So it didn't really have much of a chance, but I thought I'd put it up there and see what it could do. But it's on YouTube for you to find, Undercarriage Carnage. And the last thing we heard was a request for a track from our friend Steve Matsura, who is still working away, slaving away in the guts of the station, though he does not do Rocks in Your Head anymore. And he wanted a song about a kid making his first peanut butter sandwich. He wanted a children's song, so I put children's music in the tag, and I wasn't really impressed with all the suggestions that it was giving me, so I thought, okay, I'll go on rateyourmusic.com, because that's where it's supposed to be getting its tags, and I'll see what children's albums, what other genres they're listed under, and I just kind of found this one from the early 80s. It was children's music, experimental rock, and I thought, oh yeah, that's right up Steve's alley. He wanted middle-of-the-road kind of children's song, but I'll give him something. I'll give him something he'll really like. So we heard a little psychedelia called Stephen's First Spread, and that ending was just perfect. There was another one that was not quite as spooky and freaky, but what fun is that, right? So now it's time for the break, and then we're going to hear Episode 2 of Red Dwarf, Future Echoes. And I promise I'll bring the humans back next week. At least a little bit.
What does the fish say? What does the moon feel like? Join Sean Klein at 17:30 Universal Time on the fourth Friday of every month to hear something fascinating about science, music, history, or whatever. It's Odds and Sods right here on the Global Voice.
When we know our ABC.
Morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Ivy.
Kelly, what's that you're dragging in?
I don't know, I just found it outside. Thought I might as well bring it in.
Dare we have a look? What's inside it?
Ooh, I don't know. It might be...
Are there any wires?
No, don't find any wires here. What do you think we should do?
Oh, good. Let's try opening it and see what happens.
Well, okay. Oh. Oh.
Oh. It might blow.
It might...
Oh, look!
All sorts!
All sorts. A miscellany of this, that, and just about everything with Chrissy, Ivy, and Kelly. Tuesdays at 16 Universal, right here on the Global Voice. Check the program schedule for repeat times.
Acid Country with Maureen and Michael G.
And every Sunday morning at 4 hours, UTC, come gather on the radio. For the country jamboree, it's that good old classic country with Maureen and Michael G.
If you like classic country starting from the 40s all the way up to today, join Michael G. and Maureen for the country jamboree every Sunday.
On the radio for the country jamboree, it's that good old classic country with Maureen and Michael G. on the one and only Global Voice.
Got any feedback or suggestions for the station? Want to broadcast with us but have questions? There's a simple way to contact us anytime. Just go to theglobalvoice.info/contact or click on Contact Us and Social Media from the menu bar on the site. Fill in our easy-to-use contact form, and we'll respond to your message as soon as possible. Just make sure your email address is correct. Again, that's theglobalvoice.info/contact or choose Contact Us and Social Media from the menu bar on the site. The Global Voice. We love to hear from you.
The Global Voice.
Now, folks, I'd like to tell you about another show we have on our station. It's done by your friend and mine, Mike G. And it's jam-packed with the most amazing variety of music from the early days of sound recording. Man, listen to this. He's got recordings that go all the way back to the 1890s, the roaring 20s, the big band era. Sometimes he even throws in the odd R&B record. I'm talking about the roots of rock and roll, but that's not all. He even plays old-time country and polka. He's even got the odd number for the little people in your family. So gather around the whole gang, kiddos, too. Give this show a listen. It don't matter where you're at.
As long as you got internet, you can listen with your cat, your hopped up monkey, or your favorite pet. You can sit under the apple tree, tune in on your laptop, phone, or old PC. Sundays at 18 hours UTC, 78 decades, and Michael G. on the Global Voice.
A figure in a silver spacesuit using a broom-shaped brush to paint the vast hull of a red spaceship. From a distance, the figure's little more than a tiny speck on an enormous letter F, forming part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. Resembling a giant whale with an elongated hexagon for a nose and a huge thruster for a tail, the craft lumbers through space. An asteroid is embedded in the ship's hull, the contours of which are defined by massive ducts, antenna, and machinery. Future Echoes by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. A spectral image of Holly's face.
This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors were Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. I am Holly, the ship's computer, with an IQ of 6,000. The same IQ as 6,000 PE teachers.
Lister's riding a souped-up, low-slung motor trike.
Lived an old petroleum miner down his door to Clementine. Lister RD52169.
Yes? Can I help you?
You've got a lisp?
Yes, I know. The lisp malfunction has been reported to the Scuffers. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Can you give me a bacon sandwich with French mustard and black coffee? Your vocabulary unit's not working either.
Yes, I know. This also has been reported to the Scuffers. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Can you just try and give me a black coffee?
I'll certainly try.
Initially, it was a pair of wellies.
That's a bookie.
Sorry.
Morning, Lister. How's life in hippie heaven, you pregnant baboon-bellied spirit? what's the plan for the day, then? Slobbing in the morning, followed by slobbing in the afternoon, then a bit of a snooze before the main evening slob? God, you're a disgrace to the species.
Rimmer jogs off at speed.
Good morning, Rimmer. Clock stop.
6:47. Not a bad little time for the mile. Pity I was only doing the 300 metres. Still, I had that conversation with Lister, not 4 minutes off for that. Then I stopped to have a rest so I wouldn't look too shagged out when I went past him. Knock that off. Then I've broken the world record. Well done, Rimsey. You're fitter than you thought. Holly, give me a clean uniform.
9:47 a.m, Arnold.
No, a clean uniform, you idiot.
Look, I'm rather busy at the moment.
Now! Now give me a crew cut, Holly. I'm beginning to look like one of those Hell's Angels.
Arnold. We're going to hit light speed in 24 hours. I have to navigate a ship the size of a city through speeds never before encountered in the human sphere of experience. I'm not a combination of the speaking clock, Moss Bros, and Teasy Weezy.
Holly, a hologram I may be, but I'm still the highest ranking technician aboard this ship. When I say do something, you do it. Understand? You stupid jumped up Philofax.
I'm a what?
You heard. Just get on with it. Very short.
Okay, Arnold.
Beehive hairstyle.
Have you done it, Hol?
Yes.
A crew cut, and it's very short?
Yes, Arnold.
As my father always said, shiny, clean boots and a spanking short haircut, and you can cope with anything. He said that just before that rather unfortunate suicide business.
Lister's in his quarters with Cat.
Ah, now that one's me with Jim Bexley Speed. He played for the London Jets Zero Gravity football team. He was roof attack. As you can see,
He was really, 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 really thrilled to meet me.
Who's that guy?
That's my grandmother. She brought me up. She was a great old lady. I got expelled from school once because she nutted the headmaster when I came bottom in French.
Wow, that's nice.
That's just a Jupiter rise. Everyone takes that shot.
Who is that?
That's me dad. That's the only picture I've got.
He's your father? No wonder you're so ugly.
No, that's his dog, Hannah.
Dog? What's a dog?
It's just a pet.
Ugly.
Listen, you go and get your stuff and let me pack mine, okay? Will you do that for me?
This dog. He better not be around here anyplace. Because if he is, I may have to chase him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know how big they are? They're about 18 foot long. And they've got teeth as big as your leg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I may have to chase him anyway.
Cat leaves.
Oh, Lennon. Look what's happened to McCartney.
McCartney's a goldfish. Lister pulls open a flap on the fish's side to reveal that its guts are actually mechanical. He pokes a screwdriver inside the circuitry.
So, mechanical engineering.
Hey, perfection! And they said you was a waste of money.
Rimmer marches in, still sporting the beehive hairdo. A bewildered cat follows him in and stares at him, before wandering off.
What's he looking at?
Who?
That idiotic cat.
Lister sees the hairdo and cracks up.
Rimmer, what have you done to your hair?
Ollie did it.
Why?
Because I ordered him to.
It looks ridiculous.
It may look ridiculous to you, Lister, but I like it like this. It makes me feel like a man.
Yeah, and you'll probably get one looking like that.
There's nothing wrong with short hair, Lister. It gives a man a sense of dignity, sense of discipline.
Rimmer, have you seen
it? I don't need to see it. I didn't get this haircut to look good. This is a haircut designed for action, not poncing around in. Maybe a bit severe, a bit too green beret. But you are how you look, and I look like a complete and total tit. Holly!
This is a recording. I'm afraid Holly is busy at the moment. If you'd like to leave a message after the bleep, he'll get back to you. Bleep.
Holly, this is Rimmer. Remember me, Rimmer. Arnold Rimmer, the poor goit you made look like Helen Shapiro. I'll see you toast on the fires of hell for this.
Did someone say they wanted toast?
Shut up. What are you doing?
I'm going into stasis. I thought Holly told you.
Stasis? What for?
Well, Holly said to go into it while we went through light speed, and then I thought, what the hell? Why not stay until we get back to Earth?
Earth? That's 3 million years away. You can't leave me alone for 3 million years. I'll go peculiar. Holly, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. Can I please have my own hair back? Pretty please with sugar on?
I'll think about it, Arnold.
Holly's supposed to have told you, and I thought you didn't mind.
Mind? Mind? Why should I mind? 300,000 millennia alone while you're in suspended animation. I'll be fine. I'll do that crossword book. That should kill a couple of centuries.
Holly will switch you off until we come back out.
Even better. Switch me on, switch me off, like I'm some battery-powered sex aid.
Oh, come on, Rimmer. Don't give me this.
Don't give you what? I'm dead, Lister. Or haven't you noticed?
I know you're dead, Rimmer. Don't whinge on about it.
Sorry to be a bore.
I mean, you're everything you were when you were alive. Same personality. Same everything.
Apart from the minuscule detail that I'm a stiffy.
But Rimmer, death isn't the handicap it used to be in the olden days. It doesn't screw your career up like it used to.
That's what they say, Lister, but if you had two people coming for a job and one of them was dead, which one would you choose?
It depends which is better qualified.
Bullpats. When was the last time you saw a dead newsreader?
Channel 27, have a hologram reading the news.
Oh, groovy, funky Channel 27. Big smegging deal. You livies hate us, deadies.
Rimmer, if I'm going to go back to Earth, I'm going to have to go into stasis. It's going to take 4,000 years just to turn around. You can't do a three-point turn when you're this close to light speed, you know.
Oh, really? Where did you read that? The Ladybird Book of Astro Navigation?
It happens to be true.
I know it's true, Modo. I have taken the astro navigation exam 9 times. 10, if you count the time I had my spasm.
Rimmer, you'll only be turned off until we get back to Earth.
Where you won't need me, so I won't get switched back on.
They might be able to cure you. They probably made great advances in that while we've been away.
Oh, yes, I expect they cured death the instant we left Earth. I expect doctors' surgeries are packed with the dead. Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Take one of these 3 times a day. You'll soon be living again. Carol, next corpse, please.
Well, they might.
Yes, Lister, they might if the Earth hasn't blown up.
Or the ants haven't taken over.
Well, you'll be in your element if insects are in control. You probably get a decent job at last.
Yeah. You'll probably run for government. Yeah. You'll probably even make it as a male model.
Yes. The Red Dwarf spaceship, a monstrous hulk of a craft, floats on through deep space.
Yes, sir, I've been around, but there ain't no place in the holes.
Lister's using an aerosol can under his armpits beneath his t-shirt. He picks up another can and presses the nozzle, and is surprised when deodorant sprays out. He stops, then pulls up his t-shirt. He's covered in shaving foam. Unfazed by this, he rubs his hand in it, then spreads the foam on his cheeks.
Luna City 7.
You can't sing, you know.
And you can you?
Oh, just because I'm a toaster, I'm tone deaf.
Well, go on, then.
Welcome to the Starlight Ballroom. Hey, fly me to the moon and let me...
Lister smacks the toaster with a foam-covered fist. A moment later, he stares around in shock when the cabin is engulfed entirely in a bright red light.
What was that?
11:14 ship time, Dave.
No, Holly, what was that flash?
We've broken the light barrier 22 hours early.
Is everyone all right?
I can't do it. I can't cope. We're going at the speed of light. My bottle's gone.
Holly, is everyone all right?
No, I'm not. I thought I could navigate at light speed, but I just can't wrap my head round it. Gordon Bennett, that was a close one.
Holly, what's the problem? You're supposed to have an IQ of 6,000, aren't you?
Look, we're travelling faster than the speed of light. That means by the time we see something, we've already passed through it. Even with an IQ of 6,000, it's still brown trousers time.
Can I help?
No, it's all right. I'm getting the hang of it now. Left a bit, straighten her up. I better go.
Lister starts to shave, but the reflection in the mirror doesn't correspond with his movements, and he stops.
Rimmer! Rimmer!
Watching his reflection turn around and mouth, Rimmer, Rimmer, a startled Lister briefly looks behind him. Rimmer appears in the reflection, alongside the mirror image of Lister, which is also nursing a bloody cut on the chin.
Rimmer!
What? What is it?
Did you see anything really weird in that mirror?
Yes, you ugly goit.
No, it was really odd.
What was?
Oh, nothing, forget it, doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
Nothing, forget it, doesn't matter.
Lister, have you been to that marijuana gin again?
I said forget it, doesn't matter.
Fine, well, if you have any more problems with nothing and things that don't matter, just scream out my name hysterically and I'll come pelting down the corridor, right?
Cat's pushing a clothing rack that's bulging with outfits down a corridor.
This little kitty went to stasis. Oh, this little kitty stayed at home. Yeah, my clothes look good.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what you said, dude.
Well, I said take a few essential basics you couldn't bear to leave behind.
Right! These are all I'm taking. Just these and the other 10 racks. And we like blue feds.
You can't take all of this. There's no room.
Okay, then I'll leave this. I'll just have to do without it.
You can take 2 suits and that's it.
2 suits? Then I'm staying.
You can't stay. By the time I come out, you'll be dead.
2 suits is dead. Hey, if
If I cut off my leg and leave it behind, can I take three?
I'm going to stasis in 10 minutes. I'll meet you in the sleeping quarters. Yo, Rimmer, look, I've been thinking.
What?
You know, about going into stasis and everything.
How did I do what?
Rimmer stares past Lister.
What do you mean, how did I do what?
Lister, don't be a gimboid.
I'm not being a gimboid.
He's talking to thin air.
I've just been in the library thinking, and I've decided... Shut up! As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, I've decided when you go into stasis, I want to stay behind. I want to be left on.
What, on your own for the rest of your life?
What things? Hey? I said what?
What's going on?
You're space crazy.
I'm space crazy! You're the one who's... space crazy?
Well, it probably is deja vu. It sounds like it.
Rimmer leaves the room. Lister turns around to be faced with Rimmer.
Ah! Rimmer! I've just seen you walk out of that door.
What?
How did you do that?
How did I do what?
You just a second walked out of that door.
Lister, don't be a gimboid.
I swear on me grandmother's life as you walked out of that door. You came in this one.
I've just been in the library thinking, and I've decided...
Rimmer, I'm telling you!
Shut up! As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, I've decided when you go into stasis, I want to stay behind. I want to be left on.
Rimmer, you just come in and said exactly these things.
What things?
You said that.
I said what?
And that. You said that.
You are space crazy.
And then you said, well, it probably is deja vu.
Well, it probably is deja vu. It sounds like
Well, go on then. Shake your head and walk out.
Lister follows Rimmer out of the room.
Rimmer, listen. Will you just listen?
My tooth! I think I lost my tooth!
Cat, wait!
Rimmer, listen!
I'm gonna eat you little fishies.
Cat's using a sieve in Lister's fish tank.
I was just making sure your fish are okay. I wasn't gonna eat them.
He just walked past us.
It must be something to do with light speed.
Holly, what's going on?
It's Lightspeed, I bet you.
Is your name Holly?
Is your name Hulk?
Holly?
Hmm?
What is going on?
Look, I'm a 10th generation AI hologrammic computer. I'm not your mum.
Yes, fantastic.
What do you want this time, a ham with your homework? Or would you like me to sew little name tags in your PE kit?
Holly, watch my lips. What is happening?
With the mirror and the cat and everything.
Oh, that. You're seeing future echoes. Didn't I explain this to you?
What are future echoes?
How simple do you want this?
So Lister can understand it.
Oh, dear.
It's difficult, I know.
Well, we're travelling faster than LS, right?
What's LS?
Light speed.
Smart ass.
Consequently, you're catching up with things you're about to do before you've actually done them.
Ah, so we're seeing bits of the future?
Yes.
See, I told you it was light speed. You should have asked me.
Can they see us?
Of course not. Use your loaf.
So wait, are you saying that the cat is going to break his tooth sometime in the future?
Yes, I didn't think you wanted it this simple.
Hey, ain't nobody going to break my tooth.
How long is this going to last?
Until the reverse thrust takes effect and we drop below light speed.
What's that photograph?
It's me and Frankenstein, isn't it?
No, the one with the babies.
Babies? I've never seen it before.
Ah, Holly, is this what you call a future echo?
Yes, of course it is, bozo.
Two babies? How do I get two babies?
Lister encounters a scutter that's holding a piece of paper in its mechanical, clawed hand.
But there ain't no place in the whole space. What's this, guys? Don't go into stasis, please don't leave us with Rimmer. I'm sorry, guys, I've got to. We need you. I mean, there's nothing for me here. I want to go back to Earth. Oh, don't do that. I mean, I don't care what it's like. It's got to be better than this. I don't care if the dolphins have taken over and all the people in the human being aterium, you know. I just want to find out. Oh, what was that?
Leaving the pair of maintenance robots behind, Lister races through the corridors and down a flight of steps that take him into the bowels of the ship. He finds Rimmer in the drive room.
What was that?
Brace yourself for a bit of a shock, Lister, but I just saw you die.
What?
I didn't want you to brace yourself.
You didn't give me much of a chance.
I gave you ample bracing time.
No, you didn't. You didn't even pause.
Well, I'm sorry. I've just had a rather nasty experience. I have just seen someone I know die in the most hideous, hideous way.
Yeah, me?
You were fiddling around with a navvy...
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know how you died?
No. Was it quick?
Well, I wouldn't say it was super fast. Not if you count the thrashing around and the agonized squealing.
You're really loving this, aren't you?
What a horrible thing to say!
It was definitely me.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to know. How old did I look?
How old are you now?
25. How old did I look?
Mid-20s.
Smeg! I'm not ready. I'm not smegging ready.
You did seem surprised.
Ah, did you actually see me face?
You were wearing a hat, but it was definitely you.
Well, there you go. I won't wear a hat. And it can't happen, can it? I can live without a hat.
Lister, it has happened. You can't change it any more than you can change what you had for breakfast yesterday.
Hey, it hasn't happened, has it? It has, will have, going to have happened, but hasn't actually happened yet, actually.
Poppycock. It will be happened, it shall be going to be happening, it will be was an event that could will have been taken place in the future. Simple as that. Your bucket's been kicked, baby.
Says you.
Says me and Albert Einstein, thank you very much. Albo and I happen to agree on this one. It's called the theory of relativity.
Right, okay. Right. The cap broke his tooth in a future echo, right? Now, if I can stop him breaking it,
can't be done.
Then it can stop me from dying.
Can't be done.
Now, how would the cat break his tooth? Dun. It'd be eating something. Eating something hard. Dun. My robot goldfish eating my robot goldfish. Holly, where's the cat?
He's just going into your sleeping quarters, Dave.
Oh, smeg in hell!
Yeah. I'm back. Feeling good. How am I looking?
He checks in a hand mirror.
Good. You know, I wish I was someone else. Then I could kiss me. I think I'll investigate these. I just ate. But one little fishy. Yeah. I'm gonna eat you little fishies. I'm gonna eat you little fishy. Yeah, I got you, man.
Lister grabs Cat from behind.
I got the fish! I'm not gonna die! I'm not gonna die!
Crazy monkey, you creased my suit! My tooth! I think I lost my tooth!
Rimmer walks in.
Lister, allow me to be the first to offer my commiserations.
You're really, really loving this, aren't you?
Come on, death isn't a handicap it used to be in the olden days. It doesn't screw your career up the way it used to.
You're right. There's always some good in every situation.
Absolutely, Lister. And in this case, you're about to do the largest splits you'll ever do in your life.
I get blown up then?
Bits of you do.
It's not fair. There's loads of things I've never done. Like, I've never had a prawn vindaloo. And I've never read a book. And I wanted to have a family. And I wanted to have loads of practice in the things that you've got to do to get a family.
Holly, I'd like to send an internal memo. Black Border begins, to Dave Lister, condolences on your passing away. What's that poem? Now, weary traveller, rest your head, for just like me, you're utterly dead.
Emergency. There's an emergency going on.
What is it, Hull?
There's an emergency, Dave. The Navicomp's overheating. I need your help in the drive room.
Come in, number 169. Your time is up. Okay, what was I wearing?
That jacket and that red T-shirt.
You said yourself. I can't stop it. Let's get it over with.
Listen, what's that for?
I'm going out like I came in, screaming and kicking.
You can't whack death on the head.
If he comes near me, I'm going to rip his nipples off.
Lister strides out, carrying a long plastic baton. His expression is grim as he walks down the dimly lit corridors of the ship. In the drive room.
I'm afraid it can't cope with the influx of data at light speed, Dave. Could you hook it up to the drive computer for me?
Lister flinches as sparks fly out of the overheating Navicon. He carries a small box over to the control panel and plugs it in, then nervously starts to flick switches.
6, 5, 4, 3.
Lister closes his eyes. On Lister with mischievous glee.
Why are you so chirpy? But for how long? It'll probably happen tomorrow or Thursday.
Maybe it's not going to happen at all.
It was you. I saw you. I'm sure it was you.
This is me. I mean you. I mean, I am you. This is you aged 171, Dave. I know you're there. Because when I was your age, I saw me at my age telling you what I'm about to tell you. You've got to tell you when you get to be me.
Thank heavens you've still got all your marbles, Lister.
Shh. I've got to tell you about Bexley.
Who's Bexley?
I was always going to call my second son Bexley after Jim Bexley Speed.
Your second son? What were you going to call your first son?
Jim, after Jim Bexley Speed. It wasn't you, Rimasaur, in the drive room. It was Bexley.
Rimmer, you saw me son die?
Never mind this tot.
What about me, old man? What happens to me? Do I become an officer?
Rimmer, I'm going to have two sons. Isn't it fantastic?
But one of them dies.
Yeah, well, everyone dies. You're born and you die. The bit in the middle's called life, and that's still to come. Go and get your camera. You haven't got much time. Get your camera and run to the medical unit. Run!
What about me? What happens to me?
He can't hear us, Rimmer. He's from the future.
Ah, but if I ask you now, you can remember it. And when you get to be him, you can tell me.
What's thinking? Rimmer, you wanted to know what happened to you?
Yes!
Well, come closer.
Yes!
Come closer still. Yes. Closer.
Yes!
You goit! No, you goit! They're all goits! I'm surrounded by goits! Polly, you're a goit!
I'm a what?
You heard.
What's happening, Hall? Are we going to see my funeral or something?
Look, the faster we go, the more into the future echoes are. And now, since we've just started to slow down, the future echoes are nearer to the present. Clear?
No.
Tough.
Rimmer's got a mop top.
Wait a minute. I don't understand how you're supposed to get two sons without a woman on the ship.
Neither do I. But it's going to be a laugh finding out.
I can't see you, but I know you can see me. I'd like you to meet your two sons. This is Jim and this is Bexley. Oh, stop crying and say cheese, boys.
That's all there is. There ain't no more. Come back next week for more I Next Minute Comedy Train Wreck with me, Sean Klein, here on The Global Voice. See you later.
Wally's on The Global Voice. Hurrah! Hurrah! Great music, some chat, and a bit of a laugh. Ha 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 ha. Yes, Wally is on the radio with the WWW show. Every Friday at 18 UTC.